could be a peaceful life with a forever wife and a kid someday. Well, it's early night.
And later on at People's Park, the winds of change fanned into flame, student demonstration spark. Down to Isla Vista, where police felt so harassed, they called the special riot squad. The LA County Sheriff,
when there's a riot going on.
Demonstration time. The violence spread down south to where Jackson State, brother. Learn not to say nasty things about Southern policemen's mother. Nothing much was said about it, and really next to nothing done. The pen is mightier than the sword, but no match for a gun when there's a riot. Stunned on May 4th, 1970, when Riley turned a riot up at Kent State University. They said the students scared the guard, though the troops were battle-dressed. Four martyrs earned the new degree, the Bachelor of Bullets. I know we're all fed up with useless wars and racial strife, but next time there's a riot, well, you best stay out of sight when there's a riot.
Stay away when there's a riot going on.
Good evening. Well, that was just, you were just listening to the Beach Boy Surfs Up. That's the entire album, Student Demonstration. There's some good songs on there. This really, you know, that it's eccentric. It's very eccentric, that album, which Beach Boys do. That's what they do. That's why I love them. They're unique. They're kooky and they're fun. They're unique, kooky, and fun, and deep. Unique, kooky, fun, deep, intrinsic, metaphysical. So I can't wait to see what Carl and Dennis has to say. I'm getting more and more of an idea of why they wanted me to play that on the air, though, that entire album. It's a good creativity booster, I feel like. It really does spark the creative nerve. So, yeah, I promised some shamanic drumming today and some sound healing, and that's not happening because I don't have my drum. So, oh well. So, instead, we are going to do some channeling. We're going to do some... I am going channeling from spirit because that's what it want. That's what we need. We need to vamp. We need some energy. We need some energy going into this. So let's get energized right now. Okay. All right. Infinite spirit, I'm open. I am open to channeling the highest good. So this channeling is going to shift us. It's opening up spaces in our consciousness. So it may sound like a preaching, like a sermon, like a Sunday sermon. Hallelujah. Amen. Praising the gospel. Praising the Lord. That is the gospel. Amen. Devil going to get a black eye today. And I'll do it in a Southern accent. No, I'm just kidding. But sometimes I do. I channel Southern. Please don't ask me why. I just do. I think maybe it's just what happens. I'm not trying to make fun of anyone. I swear. It's just sometimes it happens. So anyway, So on this beautiful new moon, infinite spirit, I am here and prepared. What is it that wants to come through? What is it that wants to channel? I am here to channel the excellence and the source and the powerful nature that is within. So coming in, spirit is here. Spirit is coming to me and deciding to believe into the unseen right now. Feeling that energy and feeling and taking a deep breath in and understanding this is energy and vitalizing you, revamping you right now into this beautiful energy. See, we just came in from the 11-11 portal. Now we're right into the new moon. This energy is perfect and it's beautiful. It's here just for you. Oh, there's an energy coming in this week just for you. You see, everybody who's listening right now and everybody who's gotten an option to tune in, and this isn't an accident because right now this is the most wonderful thing to hear. You're going to hear this week channeling in the most magnificent good. Now you can feel the energy right now of all of your telomeres awakening, all of your chakras aligning, opening up, becoming light, all the way down from your root chakra, all the way down, all the way up to your crown chakra right now. We are aligned right now, and this is the Christ consciousness coming in. This is the Christ consciousness speaking into this higher plane and who you are, where you are, and you believe it. You see, right now is a time of stepping in. See, we're cutting away from anything that we believe we should be a part of. You see, there's a world outside right now that may be consuming with so much energy. A lot of people that we come across and their ideas, their opinions, everything that's coming in, that's the majority of the world. We are consuming all this information, but a lot of it is resonating in delusions. A lot of it is resonating in illusions. A lot of it is resonating in things that we have created to be. We take these lower vibrational things that are happening in the world and we bring it to our hearts and we become it. And we believe we have a responsibility to be a part of these lower vibrational frequencies. So right now I want you to understand whatever it is that you think you're connecting with, that you know in your heart you need to be free of it. This is your confirmation to be free of it. Everything that's going outside of yourself, you've got to understand we've all chose our journey. We've all picked our battles. We've all decided what is and what isn't. Stop fighting battles that don't belong to you. Stop fighting and participating in things that have nothing to do with your evolution, what you haven't chose. What have you been working on? You've been working so hard, Infinite Spirit. Dear one, loved one, beautiful one, kind one, beautiful, loving, powerful one. You have worked so hard to be for where you're at, not to be inundated by a world that is in the old world, that is in the old paradigm. You see, that world of constantly fighting, battling, constant, the endless redundancy of what we're seeing over and over on the internet, on the news. You didn't sign up to be a part of that in a redundant manner, in a martyrous manner. Is that even a word? Martyrist, is that even a word? I don't know. But it doesn't matter because I'm flowing, and I'm flowing in the sense of what people need to understand right now who are listening. You have a world right now that you must pay attention to. You have a beauty. You have a love. You have a talent. You have a gift to channel something that is in the highest. Focus there. Stay there. Stay here right now. Where's your focus? Where's your energy going? Because I'm going to tell you that's what you're manifesting right now. All of your energy and everything that takes you outside of your goals takes you outside. The only difference between those who are accomplishing their goals and successful and doing exactly what they want to do and those who aren't is attention. That and focus. Attention and focus. That is the only difference. Oh, that is the only ingredient. There is no, oh, chosen one, special one. Oh, God's gift. Even though we all are God's gift to this earth, we've all chosen to be, step into that Christ consciousness. Now, you can choose to step into the Christ consciousness, or you can choose not to. It's all up to you and whatever you it is that you want to do. But right now, we must understand that wherever your attention is going, wherever your focus is going, that is going to be more and more of your reality. So what do you want? What is it that you want to be more of? What is it that you want more of your reality to be? That's what it's going to be. So understand this world outside that you're seeing, this nonstop fighting, this nonstop battling, this nonstop 3D created illusions, propaganda, all these things that are going on. Look past it. Be above it. Be the world. Be the change. Be in the connectedness and give something special. Oh, give that uniqueness that connects with all the love that is inside of you. Connect with that love that's inside of you right now and raising the vibration up, up, up. See, in this new moon right now, we're going to raise our vibration. We're going to unlock doors to love. We're going to unlock all those hidden doors. You see, earlier we did an exercise where we took all our wishes. We took all our dreams and manifestations. We took it from our heart and we put it into the ocean, because the ocean is us, and what is water? Oh, that, well, we are 80% water. So to understand, to put our dreams and our manifestations into the water is to put it and bring it back to us, and it's recycling. It is recycling into the atmosphere. It is recycling into nature right now. You get to keep whatever it is you give out. You understand that? See, that was the whole purpose of the exercise, was that whatever we're giving out is going to come back to us three times. That is the law. That is the law that governs this most beautiful, fantastic universe. That is karma in its work and in its nature. So what is it that you want to get back? Oh, what is it? What are you giving? So give it. Everything that you want to get back, you must give. Give, give, give. That is the word. That is generosity in its fullest, because when we're expressing our generosity, you right there are telling the universe, hey, universe, guess what? Woo! Guess what, universe? I understand how rich I am right now. I understand how powerful I understand that I'm a billionaire. So once you understand that you're a billionaire and you've locked that into your mind, into your being, and once you've understood that, oh, well, guess what? That will be the blank check of your life. That will be the Daddy Warbucks. That will be the little Richie Rich you're seeing. That will be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That will be everything that you have been inundated with of wealth and riches and more. Come fast, come strong into the universe when it says yes. Act, act and say yes, I have. Yes, I have more than enough. Yes, I am more than enough. Yes, I am abundant, and I give it, and I give it with all praise, and God is here with me. You see, that's right, on the 11-11, we've activated the Christ consciousness. We're activating that Christ consciousness everywhere we go, everything we see, and everywhere we think. We are this. Hold that. Hold that into the beautiful center of your being right now and understand you are walking free. Oh, we have it. You are free to shine. Free to shine your light anywhere you go. Taking it in that water. Taking it in that beautiful water. Taking it in that gratitude. Taking it in and being that vibration. And when we're in that vibration, everything comes to us that is beautiful. Everything comes to us that we want. Be an attractive force. Woo! You see, all that, you know, when people say that person's favored, that person is favored by God. All that person is an attractive being. That person has made themselves and turned themselves to be an attractive force into the universe where everything works out for them. Everything happens. They live in the world of magic, and why don't you come live in the world of magic with me? What you doing over there? What you doing over there? What are you doing on the other side of magic? Come sit here. Come be with the magic. And that's what the infinite spirit says. That's what the universe says. That's what God says. Get out of that cage. Get out of that 3D. Get out of that cell and come here and be the now. Woo! Be the now, and that is the infinite. Coming in, raising and raising the vibration. Raising the vibration high and living it in the ultimate vastness. Dreams and wonder and beauty and love. And we are here. Can you feel the ultimate shining through the light? And we are smiling from ear to ear. We are love. We are cascading love from everywhere out into the sea. We are the most beautiful beings ever promised in the world and in the air. We love it all, and God is here. We are connecting to the highest vibration of love, beauty, and being, and raising the vibration so high. Oh, raising that vibration higher and higher and higher than we've ever raised before. We are being this, and we are the new life, the new earth, and the Christ consciousness come to life. You see, people may not believe you when you say, I'm the Christ consciousness, because we are all that. We are all reincarnation of Christ, and that's exactly what the information they don't want out. That's exactly what they don't want you to believe, is that you are the living Christ being. Why do you think Christ existed the way that he did? That teaching was to teach you that you are this. Don't get it twisted. Live within the now, live within the consciousness, live within here, living with the world that you know to be the strongest stance that is forever glowing, that is forever shining, flying high and in the infinite, nothing else but the infinite love, love, love. Love formulating all around you right now, and nothing can stop that love. Nothing can stop that sunshine. That sunshine is here and it's eternal. Oh, when you fall, spirit catches you. It's like when you fall, when you can't get up, when you gotta fall back down and you have to get up, they're lifting you right up. You fall and you get back up over and over and over. And your spirit team will be right there with you. The strength within you. Love, love, love. I love you. And let's fill that air with love, and let's fill that air with so much good right now. Living it in right here in the most beautiful, highest good. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, with love. Thank you so much for tuning in and tapping on with me here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We have so much more love to give. We have so much more things to explore right here as we channel the Beach Boys, as we channel love, as we are connected with the highest realms and the highest good that never ends. You see, our being is eternal. It's radiant. It never dies. Imagine that. Imagine the good and the prosperity. Imagine everything to your advantage. For the life of God and love and spirit says, I am here for you. Ooh-wee! It feels good, doesn't it? So anyways, let's get into it. Here's some Beach Boys with That's Why God Made the Radio. We're here till 8 p.m. Stay tuned. We got a whole 40 minutes of Paranormal Playground Sounds uplifting and raising the vibration. Mwah.
Seven, push why God made. That's why God made the radio. That's why God made the radio.
That's why God made.
That's why God made the radio. That's why God made the radio.
That's why God made.
That's why God made the radio.
That's why God made.
That's why God made.
That's why God made the radio.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
The other night, they were playing our song. mother got cold and you tight. He may have money and a brand new car, may he treat you like a movie star. No matter what he ever do for you, he can never love you like I can do. So if I leave her and you leave him, can we ever get it back again?
Howdy ho! This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I hope you're loving this beautiful evening of Beach Boys. Oh, I'm so happy! They're my favorite band, so anytime they come in my dream and they're like, hook it up, I will be hooking it up. I'll be hooking it up all summer. Yes! Yes! You gotta love it! Gotta get you back. Ooh. Woo. It's just so good. It's so good. I hope all of you are feeling good and getting it. I am understanding the medicine. I'm understanding the contrast of why Spirit wanted me to play, you know, Surf's Up and then play these kind of songs, of course. So, you know, we'll have our message around 7:40, 7:45, but let's continue to play some Beach Boys. You know, the energy's great. Happy new moon in Scorpio, and I'm so happy to be able to play this music and just uplift the vibration for today, because it is a manifestor day. We're manifesting our dreams. I manifest that this continues to be a magical, beautiful journey here on WMFO, on radio, being able to do sound, you know, for other bands, being able to play DJ music and share my music and being able to be here and sharing all of this wonderful, and sharing my world with you, the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I just, you know, there's enough worry and stress and craziness in the world. Why not have something light, playful, and healing? Like, why not? Woo! We gotta have it. We have to have this. So, speaking of sunshine, light, fun, and all those goody-goody things, let's get back to our playlist. Whoo! Here we go. I know you're going to like this one, and I know you're going to hear it a million times in the stores during the holiday, but here's another one for you because, you know, it's Christmas time, and what's Christmas without hearing some Beach Boys songs? Really?
Comes this time each year. Ooh.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out on his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick. Red with a ski for a wheel, and with Santa hits again.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
That was amazing. The Beach Boys, Beach Boys. We still got a couple more before we have to be outskies. Don't worry. Hold on. Ooh, that was a sneeze. That just went really, really bad. Never mind that. Never mind what was going on there. Now back to our original programming.
Friends now for so many years. We've been together through the good times and the tears.
And each other onto the good things that life.
Whew, and we are back. That's such a good song off the Friends album. It's called Friends. It's pretty good. So we're just going to take a deep breath in as we are coming to a close, actually, with a fantastic close we have. This has been phenoms. I don't know what else to say. This is everything I could dream for. This is everything that I've asked to happen. And it's happening. And I'm so grateful. I will never not, like, the energy of gratitude of what we're doing here and this phenomenon that's going on, it's just endless. It's beautiful and it's endless. And I'm so grateful. So thank you, Spirit, and thank you everyone who's a part of this beautiful journey. So without further ado, let's get into it. I sigh with love. I sigh with so much love and sigh with so much peace and beauty in my heart, and thankful that Carl and Dennis Wilson are here with me. And that Carl and Dennis Wilson are present and in the realm of beauty and are communicating and what they wanted. And, you know, the importance of being able to open our hearts to different kinds of music and what that does. And I feel like I'm going right into the message. So here's the message that's going in. What is it that Dennis and Carl want to say? And it has to do with why they wanted us to play Surf's Up, because I mean, there is no secret, the composition, the producing, the songwriting that started happening with the Beach Boys, you know, when we're going into Pet Sounds and Smile and, you know, Surf's Up, where things start getting very intricate. You're starting to add a lot of symphonies, and we're starting to hear a lot of things we've never really heard before happening in the studio during that time. And you hear and you see people like the greatest, considered, you know, one of the greatest rock bands, the Beatles, but in my opinion, it's always going to be the Beach Boys. They were inspired by the Beach Boys. So basically, it's important to be open to all different types of music. And it's okay if there's a type of music that isn't your thing. That's not what it's about. Like, if you don't like something, you don't like something. You're not into it. That's not your cup of tea. But being able to stay open is the beauty, because you're always changing and we're always changing. Like, you don't want to be one of those people who's just like, I don't listen to that, I'll never listen to that, and complaining about type of genre, type of category, or type of music you're not a part of, because you miss out on further education. So basically, it's like when you listen to a diverse range of sound in different types of music, it's actually a type of intellect. It actually helps you in your intellect. It helps your brain frequency, and it helps. That is what basically is helping. This is the expansion of your brain. Oh my God, this message is mind-blowing. This message is great. This is a great message. Oh my goodness. I'm in for it. I'm in for it tonight. So basically, when we're listening to different types of music, that's exactly what's expanding your consciousness more. And when we're exposing ourselves to different types of sounds, and we're allowing ourselves to play eccentric types of music, and music that's offbeat, music that is discord, and music like a lot of the Beach Boys has, that is just completely in its own genre, in its own category, that's that type of genius you tap into. But it's not just a genius musically, it's a genius of consciousness that you're able to understand and see the world. And you see, sound is a form of healing. So if we can heal in a way where that is expansive, and we're healing in a way that's unique, what do you think that's doing in our outside world as a creator, as an artist? So the message is to be able to open yourself up to as many types of music, as many different types of sound as possible this week. You know, dive into it, dive in, go to the record store, go, you know, play different types of instrument, experiment. This is an experimental time, and I feel like this is definitely, it's not just a message for musicians. I feel like this is a message for everybody, because sound is healing, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are. And that's why, and now I'm understanding why I did not have my drums today, because the whole point was to understand basically this message in itself, that there's so many different types of healing, and it's not just in this one category of we're hitting, you know, Buddha Tibetan bowls, and, you know, we're drumming and we're doing, you know, the sound bowls, and that's what sound healing is. No, this is a form of sound healing. This whole program, listening to your favorite artists, is a form of sound healing. And so when we're constantly able to have a diverse range, it's good, because what it does, it helps us to tap into different dimensions, you see. So the more we stay kind of narrow in the type of music we listen to, and we only stay in one lane, we're only in one paradigm. We're only in this one type of dimension, and we're staying kind of small. But the more you go into other things, different, like world music, like including world music, like being able, I remember one time I had a dream. I had a set of vinyl, and I took a plane flight to Belgium and Amsterdam. And then so I played music from Belgium and Amsterdam on my show. And it was such an educational experience for me and the rest of the audience, because I wasn't used to that. And I was just like, oh my God, please, I want more of this stuff. I'm so unfamiliar, and it's just it was so refreshing. And it felt like drinking a nice, refreshing glass of water. So this is what it's encouraging you today, is to constantly expand your taste, constantly expand your musical insights, because within that, you will find hidden gifts of shifting your world and your environment. You'll be in a different state. You'll travel. It's a form of traveling. It's a form of astral projecting. And I really felt like I was able to astral project just by playing that type of music. So what else are they coming in and bringing? It is a good time to start getting out of routine. It really is. I'm seeing Dennis, and he's on a surfboard right now, and he's in the water. How much he loves that water. You know, he crossed over in water, and he's in that water, and he's joyful, and he's happy, and he's, you know, he's doing the kind of hang ten sign, and he's like, you know, being that surfer, and he's saying, you gotta let it loose. He's going, you gotta let it loose. You gotta let it loose. You gotta let it happen. You gotta just get out of that routine. So what routines have you been doing every day? Routines, by the way, are not bad. They keep us structured. They keep us in line. But sometimes it's good every once in a while to get out of that. So what is it that you're doing that's different this week that is going to open up the receptors of your consciousness to expand? What are you doing differently? Are you changing up your workout routine? Are you changing up your diet? Are you changing the environment you're hanging out in? Are you, you know, the location? Are you taking a different route when you drive? These are little things. So everything is about creativity. There's a message about activating our creativity tonight. There's a message, a strong message about, you know, cultivating different things, and especially with music and sound and everything that we can do with it. So play with sound. There's so many different types of it, you know, whether it's drumming, whether it's the shamanic bowls, whether it's creating your own type. They're trying to encourage you when you're out and you're creating and you're doing, you know, your sound and your music and your being in your flow. What other things can you incorporate in sound that doesn't exist with your recording? What can you throw in there? You know, what are these cool things? Is the nature? Can you record things about nature going on? Can you put them in? Are you connecting with something that is alive and is giving back? Be there. Be in it. Be you. Be the world. Because there's so much more, and it's so infinite. A reminder that then the message also coming through is a reminder that you are a universe. You are a universe in itself. And inside you are little universes. And it's an infinite, infinite cycle. It's limitless what you can do. So when we're asking more limitless, more infinite, that's what you're going to get. A great way to get out of being stuck is to ask, how can I be more infinite? What is my infinite nature? What is my infinite nature of being here on this planet? What was my infinite purpose of coming to this planet? And you will get it. You will understand it. And this is what, Carl and Dennis have to say. Thank you so much, Carl and Dennis. I love them so, so much. And when I see Dennis's spirit is so soft, so loving, is so dad-like, he's so fatherly. And that's what Carl, his energy is. And Dennis, he's so free-spirited. He's so young, he's so playful. He's forever a kid. He's just forever a kid. That goofy, that wild, he's just there and I'm feeling it. I feel it all. And thank you for all this information. I hope to hear more from all of you. And I hope you guys will continue to create with me and continue to create beautiful music and from your soul and enter in to that place of goodness and beauty. Yes, I'm hearing them saying there's so much more music out there that you couldn't even possibly imagine to discover. This is your time. Ask for it and it will come. So we are pretty much out skis. It's 7:54 and you're listening to 90. You're listening. What am I on? This is okay. Sorry. Let me start over. This is New Moon in Scorpio. Thank you for being here. I love you. 91.5 FM. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the playful, exuberant, magical, paranormal playground sounds. I am here every week from 6 to 8 p.m. Do not miss it. We've got some amazing artists next week. It's a surprise. I'm really excited. This has been a fantastic show. I wouldn't do any other way except, having a Beach Boys glow up, show up. So, yeah. And stay tuned for Sky Bar, Rising with Sky Bar. And that's at 8 p.m. So we're here. We're clear. And I love you. Have a beautiful night. Mwah!
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. My room.
She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun,
fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face. A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun,
fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. It is 8 o'clock. Well, actually, it's about 30 seconds shy of 8 o'clock. But once again, this is Rising with Skybar, WMFO in Medford. We have Tom and Rick up from the New Frustrations in about 15 minutes or so. Got a lot of new music to play as well, though. I'm going to start off by playing one right now by, let me see what I got lined up here. New stuff by Satch Currens. On